They headed their horses toward the bridge. Beau noticed the way that people were looking at him. Some shot apprehensive glances in his direction, while others stared in open disbelief.
Looks like these people are just as spooked to see me as old Avery was.
Yeah, you're right. What in blazes is going on here, Beau?
I don't know, but I don't like it much.
Yeah, well, I don't cotton to it either. You want to turn around and get out of here?
Nah, we come this far. I want to see my pa and Riley and Cooper and Hank and their families. I'm sure you want to see your kinfolk too.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, it sort of feel like we were running away from trouble, and you know how that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, anytime there's trouble, you generally let us shuck right toward it, don't you?
Well, look, there's Jesse Peterson.
Scratch reined his horse toward the boardwalk on the left side of the street.
Hey, Jesse!
Peterson was about their age and owned a saddle shop. Beau and Scratch had known him since all three of them were youngsters. Peterson was a stocky man with graying red hair and bushy side whiskers. His beefy face wore a frown as Scratch rode toward him, followed by Beau.
Scratch Morton, that really is you, isn't it?
Yep, and Beau's with me too.
I see him.
What's going on here, Jesse? You act like you're not glad to see me. And when we ran into old Avery Hollins out in the trail, he seemed like he was scared of us.
You didn't hurt him, did you?
Hurt him? Why in tarnation would we hurt a harmless old coot like Avery?
Figured you'd be just as bad as he is. The two of you always were peas in a pod. Why don't you go away and leave us alone?
Now, it's starting to look like everybody in this whole town's gone loco.
You're a fine one to talk about somebody going loco. I've got a pistol here. If you try anything, I'll...
If we wanted to gun you down, some little pistol wouldn't stop us.
Peterson kept his hand under his coat and back toward the doorway behind him.
Leave me alone. The only reason I haven't started yelling for the marshal is because the two of you used to be my friends. But if you bother me, I swear
I'll... Come on, Beau. I can't listen to any more of this craziness. Maybe if we get drunk enough, things will start to make sense.
You're going across the creek?
What business is that of yours?
Peterson didn't answer. Instead, he turned abruptly and broke into a run along the boardwalk.
What the hell?
Something's mighty wrong here, partner. Come on, maybe we'll get some straight answers on the other side of the creek.
Folks always were more plain-spoken over there, that's for sure.
During the conversation with Jesse Peterson, the boardwalks on both sides of the street had cleared out. It was like everybody had scurried for cover when they saw Beau and Scratch.
Oh, none of this makes a lick of sense, Beau.
Not so far, but maybe there's a logical explanation.
They reached the western end of the bridge and started across it. Four men on horseback were riding onto the 60-foot-long bridge from the eastern end. Judging from the way a couple of them swayed in their saddles, they looked like they had been drinking. When they saw Beau and Scratch riding toward them, all four men stopped short. So did Beau and Scratch. They could see the faces of the men at the other end of the bridge. Beau didn't recognize any of them, but they were all young, in their early 20s, he judged. That meant they would have been just kids the last time he and Scratch were in these parts. If they had even been around Bear Creek back then. All four men wore range clothes and had lariats looped on their saddles. Beau figured them for cowhands who worked on the ranches along Bear Creek. The cowboys sat their saddles and regarded the two older men with hostile stares. Their horses blocked the eastern end of the bridge.
I don't much like the looks of this. Those fellas look like they're on the prod.
Yeah, I think they've been drinking too. It's not a very good combination.
You want to turn around and go back?
We talked about that. I don't cotton to it either.
You're outnumbered 2-1. They're a heap younger than us.
That just means they'll underestimate us, doesn't it?
They were in the middle of the bridge now. Suddenly, one of the cowboys nudged his horse forward. The other three followed suit.
Is your name Creel?
That's right. Do I know you, son?
No, but you match the description.
The young man was slender, with a fox-like face and fair hair under his Stetson. Now that Beau was closer, he could see that the young man's clothes were a little cleaner and more expensive than a cowboy's usual garb. The fellow might not be a typical 40-a-month and found puncher after all, although the other three certainly were.
And I'm sure as hell not your son, so don't call me that.
No offense meant. If you and your friends will move aside, mate, we'll go on past. This bridge is wide enough for all of us.
The hell it is. And if you think I'm going to let you go across the creek after what you've done, you're crazy.
My partner and I just rode into Bear Creek a few minutes ago. I haven't done anything around here for a long time.
Yeah, it figures you'd lie about it, no account bastard like you.
By God, that tears it! Get out of the way, you young pup!
We're not going anywhere. We're holding you here for the law. Grab them, boys!
The riders surged forward. The partners yanked their horses apart, Bo going left, Scratch going right. The youngster who had done all the talking so far hung back a little so that his three companions were in the lead. The only good thing about this confrontation was that they didn't seem to want to turn it into a gun battle. The nearest of the cowboys lunged at Bo, reaching out in an attempt to drag him from the saddle. Bo leaned to the side to avoid the grab, caught hold of the man's arm, and heaved. Meanwhile, one of the other men forced his horse against Scratch's mount. Scratch's horse shied away so violently that the silver-haired Texan's leg was rammed against the railing on that side of the bridge. Scratch caught hold of the cowboy's shirt in his left hand and leaned across to slam his right fist into the man's jaw. The third man left his saddle voluntarily in a diving tackle aimed at Bo. They both fell over the railing and plummeted toward the surface of the creek.